cares about our community.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anthony and Alicia with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news, an inquiry into the transition to electric vehicles in Australia reveals the Queensland government needs to rethink whether the electricity grid can keep up with the demand for electric vehicles. The state government has set the goal of having electric vehicles make up 50% of new car sales by 2030 and 100% by 2036. As more electric vehicles hit the market, industry experts have warned that the state may not have the right infrastructure to support them.
Ipswich Council members have voted in favour of holding an impromptu by-election by deciding on a new city council member. Former councillor David Cullen resigned from his role after health difficulties with type 2 diabetes. Ipswich residents and council members alike are divided, as the process of re-election could cost up to $500,000.
In national news, the Communications, Electrical and Plumbing Union voted to split from the Australian Council of Trade Union on Thursday afternoon. The decision to separate comes in retaliation of the ACTU's support of the Labor government's recent decision to put the CFMEU in administration. The CEPU has vowed to hold a summit of blue-collar unions to rival the ACTU.
School attendance rates in the Kimberley region have dropped significantly, as recent figures from the Department of Education Western Australia revealed a decline in student participation. The secondary school attendance rate has dropped 15.5% since 2021, and the downturn has been attributed to ongoing youth crime and other social dysfunction. Kimberley Director of Education, Mr. Paul Bridge, said the department had a long-term strategy for local communities and educators to create positive change.
In international news, New Zealand's Maori monarch Hinge Tuatea has passed away, and his daughter and youngest child has been named as the new monarch. She is the second woman to hold the position in the seven generations and 160 years of the Royal Maori Movement. After the traditional anointing ceremony of the new monarch, it was followed by a funeral service for the former monarch, where he was buried in a sacred burial ground on Mount Tapiri on the North Island of New Zealand in front of thousands of mourners. The new Maori Queen will focus on uniting people from across the tribes and will work towards strengthening the former king's legacy.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The UV index is predicted to reach a high 7. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or here at 4ZZZ.org.au.